our members of Garda Rank in Sligo and Leitrim, like, and nationwide, like, we're crying out for change and welcome. We've all, it's welcome change, which would enhance our ability to do work for the members on the front line and the service they deliver to the public. And even if you look back to the Commission on Future Policing in Ireland report last year, that recommended what they said was a thorough, well-resourced, expertly conducted workforce plan. And what they wanted was to find out how many actually guards do you need to police the country. And as well as that, they also went on to say they call for urgent investment in technology, improved training, and the guards in Sligo or Leitrim, they have not heard or they have not seen this improved technology. And what I'm talking about there is handheld devices that the guard on the street, on the beat, or in the patrol car can check the car that's in front of them instead of radioing back to the station. Body-worn cameras that, as they say, a camera doesn't lie. And also tasers. But implementation of administrative change seems to be the priority here.